Hey there, is there some life themers out there?
Or are we speaking into a void?
Either is fine, because we're enjoying life theming. In fact, we've had a great theme, and it is, or it was.
It was, well.
Because we've just stepped over into the next one, but it was Stones. September.
Stones, September Stones.
Thank you, Catherine. Lovely Catherine from Hoy for suggesting it.
Mm.
And it got voted through as the theme of the month.
No surprise, really. I think Stones was always going to come up at some point. And so shall we talk about our gemstones of September just gone?
Yeah, and just in case anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, life theming is a way of kind of giving a new focus of attention to your life each month, new things to explore and appreciate and make that month more vivid. And yeah, we've got 10 gemstones, which are basically our top 10 things about stones.
Or 10 ways that stones have enhanced or changed our life.
Yeah, like a legacy that this theme leaves. So we'll go through it one by one.
Yeah.
Should we jury in it to see who goes
Let's
first?
Let's do it.
E-R-S-N.
And my durian fruit falls on your dust
hand. All right.
So I'll go first. Okay, I'm going to take the amethyst as the first gemstone. And the reason why I choose this one for this particular memory, time with stone, is because it's the birthstone of February.
Ooh.
And it is my mother's gemstone. And this memory has my mother in it. So I thought that was quite appropriate. So it's a song, and it was lovely to reconnect with a childhood song of mine by Johnny Mathis called I'm Stone in Love with You.
Mm.
And we had a lovely memory, the four, you, me and my mum and dad, driving back from Harvester Pub and putting it on loud and all singing to it. And I would give them the lyrics, remind them of it, and then we'd all sing along as he went through the song. It was a lovely, lovely moment with my parents. They're cherished and they're important.
And me.
And with you, of course. Don't take you for granted. But thank you, because you actually initiated that. So what did you think of it?
I like it. I loved the moment. I don't like it when Johnny Mathis goes, Stone in love with you. That ruins the song for me.
I thought that's the best bit. It's the hook, isn't it?
It's just the way his voice goes all quibbly. It's like Mariah Carey or Beyonce when they just go a bit too vibrato and they just overdo the...
I can't believe you're comparing Johnny Mathis to Mariah Carey.
But he was the foundation stone.
He was,
she built on that.
She's the cornerstone. She takes up one corner quite easily.
What do you mean by that?
With her frontage.
Oh, I see.
Do you understand the lyrics? I'm stone in love with you.
Does no. that mean? I think we've talked about this a few times this month.
Or well, I'm doing it for
once.
The podcast.
Oh, I'm stone in love with you. I think it means like I'm stone cold sober. I'm stone broke. It's like I'm really solidly, whatever
it's
that is.
It's a solid love. Mm. Yeah. It's nice.
No denial. No namby-pamby.
So if you're really feeling something, then you can say, I'm stone this or stone that.
Yeah, I'm stone hunger.
Ooh,
I'm stone hungry.
I never want to be stone hungry. And you don't want to be stoned. Oh, I think Moogie wants to come out and join us. That's her little rattle. Like, excuse me, folks.
Moogie's our guinea pig, and that's her rattle. Hopefully not a death rattle. But she's she seems to be rattling something in her cage.
I hand over to you, Josh, for your first out of five things.
All right. Well, I'm going to go straight into a very meaningful one for me. My first is amber. My stone is amber.
Ooh.
And it signifies a keystone. And that's a real legacy this month has left for me. And it was only towards the very end of the month that I was like, ooh, keystone, what does that mean? It kind of bubbled up in my mind. And so I looked it up and I realised that as well as the middle of an arch, it holds the arch up, it also means like the key, the thing that holds anything together, including one's philosophy. So I spent the last day really thinking about what's the keystone of my philosophy. And I found a lovely standing stone in the north suburbs of Edinburgh called the Keystone or Keystone, but it could have been Keystone, but I don't think it was pronounced that way. But either way, it was very nice, and I sat there thinking about my Keystone philosophy with Eddie the Pooch by my feet, and there was like an old carving of JF, which is my initials, in the back of the Keystone, so it all felt very, very aligned and very right. So nice. And I actually painted a gold stone to look like marzipan, and that's my Keystone. But the acrylic paint took ages to. It's all covered in fingerprints now, and it's all went all over my bag. And you know, it wasn't a very successful painting of a stone. But I'm going to revisit it when we're not living in a van, so when we've got more space.
Where's the stone at the moment?
I just wrapped it in a tissue in one of my bags.
Okay,
I'll get it out later.
Moogie is now with us. She's happy because she is always with us for the podcast.
She's stone happy with us. anyway, so the keystone of my philosophy is kind of all about just enjoying the game of life. And I've got like this little monologue that I can riff around it. But I love the softness and the sweetness of marzipan. So I feel that marzipan is like a symbolic image. But it's not a stone, so that's why I'm saying amber, because it's the closest stone I can think of to marzipan. Anyway, that might all sound a bit weird, but to sum it up, my keystone of my philosophy, that is the gemstone, my number one gemstone, and our collective number two, which means I go on to the number three before I pass back to you. So I'm going to go for a song, actually. What song? Ragstone. So Ragstone is the next stone that I'm going to... And it's actually a Bob Dylan song, like a Rolling Stone. And this song, many times I've enjoyed, and this song, this month, a few times, really just felt this deep sense of, like, he tapped into something so timeless and pure and beautiful, and about how it feels to be on the move. And we have been on the move quite a lot in our lives, and it's a kind of a scary, weird, unsettling thing in some ways, but it's also so beautifully freeing to be a rolling stone without no direction home, and you know, the different things he says. So I can't remember all the exact lyrics, but it's a feeling that the song evokes for me, which is very beautiful. And so that's I already like the song, but it's such a great song that I want to choose it as one of my gemstones. Nice. So that's the ragstone, because he's a bit of an old toe rag.
Oh, he is. Oh, we both said a song there then.
Yeah, what's your one? What's number four?
So my next thing, I think I will select the ruby. And I will select the ruby stone because of its colour.
Red.
Yeah, that's right. Because red is the colour of the cocktail that I drank a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh.
It was called a sorcerer's stone. And I think, I need to check the records, but I think it might be my highest rated cocktail since records began in 2017 with Legends.
More than Robin Shabatsky?
Way more than Robin Shabatsky. More than Three Silver. And more than Unicorn Spunk. Any of those. All those put together, actually. I think the one that I need to check it against is, of course...
Mary Pickford.
Because that was a 2017 cocktail in itself. And that has always been up in the nines. But it definitely got nine something. And it's not many that do. But
they're both short and fruity.
Absolutely delicious. Like... I need to make that again. I didn't make it. Jen did, but...
And me.
Did you make it with her? So can you remind me what the ingredients are?
Definitely had pomegranate juice.
Ooh.
Definitely had a plastic spider. definitely had... Oh, I can't remember. I think it was some important sort of... Was it gin? It wasn't rum. I can't remember. It was fruity, but also very... like short in terms of it wasn't a long fruity cocktail.
It wasn't
raspberry. I think it had that raspberry cocktail that's
Chambord. Yes, and it did. Was it gin? I think it was gin. It wasn't whiskey, was it? And it wasn't vodka, it wasn't tequila.
So describe how it tasted.
Well, I thought it was like cough medicine, that kind of wholesome wraps around your throat. It's a little bit sweet, but not overly sweet. It's nice level of alcoholic, that you could taste the alcohol, but it didn't taste too alcoholic like your Negronis or margaritas. Yeah, I thought it was very attractive, really lovely colour. Amazing cocktail. So that's, yeah, I had to mention that. That was my ruby. And then I'll go on to, let's say, granite.
Ooh.
Oh. Granite stepping stones. And I'm going to... I like the idea of stepping stones. I used it a lot in, I think... Yeah, that's the kind of insight or the learning is just around stepping stones. But we had a pub crawl in Raynham. There were 6 pubs and we treated them as stepping stones, one to the other back home, and we did something different in each one. That was fun.
Mm.
And I often have talked to some of my clients about stepping stones. And so that's my next thing, how that idea of stones comes into play. When you know we're talking about things or planning activities,
and we had a lovely week in Raynham, which felt like a stepping stone towards our
stone itself. Even being in this van, which we're still in our fourth week, is a stepping stone between residencies. We're not fully in the place yet.
No, this is not our destination forever. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I never really told you, but I've got a very powerful memory of stepping stones in Encliffe Park. If anyone listening is ever in Encliffe Park in Sheffield, you see some excellent stepping stones there. Really big blocks of granite, probably. All right, cool. Is it me now?
Yeah, that's my third thing, but number 5 in total. We'll go over to you.
Well, we actually had this twice, once in Dolly Parton month, and we had it in this month as well, but I really want to say it. It's stone soup. And basically the recipe is you boil up a stone and then you add in some bits of vegetables here, but it's a stone here and there, but it's a stone that's important. But it comes from a legend, which in summary is you know, someone tried to get some food off their neighbors and then neighbors wouldn't give him any, and then he's like, well, all right, don't worry then, I'll just make my own beautiful soup. And they stand around him and he puts a stone in. He's like, yeah, it's stone soup, it's the best soup of all time.
But what else is in it?
Well, first of all, it's just water and stone. But then,
so the first person that comes up to him and says, "Oh,
well," because he's so in love with it, he's so acting like it's the most amazing soup. He's got that passion.
But if they looked in his cauldron, they'd see there was just a stone in there.
Yeah, but he was like, "Well, don't know that actually this is the most delicious tasting soup." Mm. And then one curious neighbour says, "Well, actually, can I try a bit?" And he's like, "No, you can't try any. But you actually could try some, but you have to." No, we have to share, so put in a little bit of bacon or something and then you can have a bit. And then the whole village, eventually there's a tipping point where everyone wants part of the stone soup, so they all bring a little something to put in.
It's a good story.
And it's before you know it, it's all full of nice soup.
That's my kind of soup, where I just add every ingredient under the sun into it, hoping that it
makes the flavour. But it's the stone. We've had it twice.
But it's the stone.
And I think the stone does make it taste better. Somehow it gives it an indistinguishable...
Heart
depth,
like a stone
vibration of ancient times down your gullet. It's lovely. And you have to take the stones out. Oh, neither of us have mentioned the stir-fried stones that Alexandra served.
Oh my goodness, they were awful.
Alexandra won't be listening to the podcast, and I think she did a really good job.
She did a really good job, but the problem is they were doused in chili. I didn't know that. I can't take chili.
But she'd, I think the gravel might have been, it was gravel rather than actually big stones. So it was quite hard to distinguish the size of the chili from the size of the gravel. So it was a little bit tricky not to swallow it.
Oh.
But it was very, very, I loved the taste of it. And I think if you are listening, Alexandra, thank you. That was a delicious stony spread.
Very good gimmick to have.
So that's stone soup is my next one. Oh, and what would I call that? I call it... tiger's eye.
Oh,
because it's like
isn't that a crystal?
It's a bit mythological, Well, crystals are kind of stone, aren't they? Gemstones. It's like a bit mythological. It's got a glimmer of magic in it, but it's just a bit indistinguishable. So that's Tiger's Eye. So that's it. I think it's over to you now. Or is it now my next one?
Your next one.
All right. So I'm going to do another song, actually, because I had such a great moment with it. And it's Stony by Lobo.
Oh. Stony, happy all the time. Stone. I thought he was saying stone me. Stone me. And he's happy all the time because he's always stoned.
And I'm going to say onyx for that. Very beautiful.
What colour is an onyx?
I don't know. Oh. Black?
I thought that.
But I think it's more the sound of the word that I like, onyx.
Onyx.
But I think it's black. Anyway, I'm going to do that. And then the song itself is about a woman he loved called, or it was at least his friend, called Stony, and she was in love with life. Life was always summertime for her, and he didn't realise how wonderful that was at the time. But when he thinks back to her and her philosophy of life, then he really appreciated that. And I just was listening to it as I was walking along the road, and I really heard it. And it was after I'd been thinking about my Keystone philosophy, and I was like, yeah, like we can... Life can be like summertime with the right mindset. And that's just a metaphor for, you know, just enjoying life rather than complaining about it or seeing it as a chore. And hard to explain, but I think the song is a very beautiful sing-along. And I really like Lobo.
What number was it for you?
4, I think.
So there were 3 songs that were better.
Well, it doesn't take away from the moment. I mean,
true.
It wasn't, like, even Bob Dylan wasn't my favourite song of the month.
Ah.
But it's the one I want to acknowledge because it's somehow just very powerful.
Oh, no, that's true. Johnny Mathis wasn't my number one.
So Stony by Lobo. And he, of course, did Me and You and a Pig Named Moo.
A pig named Moo. A dog named Boo. But we've changed it to a pig named Moo.
Yeah.
Here she is.
Is she okay?
Oh, she's just staring. Just 2 black eyes just looking up at me.
All like onyx. Onyx marbles.
Yeah.
Carefully, she doesn't wee on your lap.
No, because I've got the... A dressing gown. She's got a dressing gown on. One of her 4.
All right, then. So, over to you.
Can you hear her?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
That's a happy sound.
Making little noises. So, I've got 2 more and then that's it. So, I am going to go for... Kentish Flint. For my next one. We've come down from the real gemstones. I have one for the end.
Is Kentish Flint a type of flint?
It certainly is. It is in my reality. And that's going to be Stone Street in Maidstone. Oh, and I went to Folkestone. I want to just add that. I went to 2 places in Kent that have stone in the title. And I had a really lovely time in both. But I will share... our time on Stone Street, because we simply just walked up and down the street. That was it. But we alchemized it with a song that got into my top 10 songs of Stones. I thought it was very catchy. Everything's in Gold. Anyway.
We should sing a little bit of it. I should have sung a bit of Stony.
Down on Stony. I did. I sang a bit of Stony.
Oh,
Stony.
Thank you.
Down on Stone Street. Can you do the ha 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 ha? Down on Stone Street, everybody's dun, dun, dun. I don't know if they're doing that just all the way through. Anyway, everything's wrapped in gold. God, it sounds like we're on some lethal cocktail and we're drinking tea on this one. But anyway, and I really enjoyed, like, you and I just looking at the details of that particular street. It wasn't the prettiest street, but we found things and then we wrote about them and put them into a poem. I really enjoyed making a poem in the shape of a street as well and being really playful in the shape of it.
Yeah, I liked that.
So, how is it enhanced? For Stone Street, just find a place related to the theme. Just lather up and...
Lather up.
Like, you know, kind of cream up all the goodness of that place. Like in a bath or something, you know, when you kind of get the soap and you make it into a lather.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely. That's what we did on Stone Street. And then I created a wonderful looking poem out of that lather.
Yeah, it was very good. And then you rinsed it off, I guess. So then next is we...
I think I've got one more and then it's your number.
Okay.
We're going to go for... I'm not sure which gemstone to have. But, oh, come on. Just go with my instinct. It is emerald. I am saying emerald. And there are stones. When we lived in Orkney, there were many standing stones. And we did see some this month. I don't know if you're going to talk about them.
Maybe.
Well, we did actually pop into a little place with some stones in Kent on the way down, in Coldrum, which was great. But it's the legacy of the stones of Brodga in Orkney, which still I hold very dear and are still have a legacy with me. So it's amazing how you can form a relationship with a set of stones, and I've named them all and they represent different things in my life, and they're still coming back to me now. So I was really recognizing the giant Oberon, one of my stones, this month. And Oberon is the giant of observations, observing the outer reality of what's going on, but also observing the inner reality, what's happening internally, and how there can be alignment or misalignment. Very interesting. So does it make sense to you to explain any more?
So what's the specific thing? Is it all the standing stones, or just standing stones, or the ones in Brodga, or?
For me,
the legacy.
The legacy of the stones of Brodga live on way beyond me being there with them or seeing them. And that's because I spent some time with them on a very deep level, and then I named them and formed a relationship with each stone.
Nice. Well, I'm going to... That's slightly different to what I'm going to say then.
What were you going to say?
I am going to say what I was going to say, but what you said is slightly different to what I was going to say. I was just making sure we weren't saying the same thing. Okay. I'm going to talk about megaliths and monoliths.
Oh.
Because when we were down in, on the first date, we went to the Coldrum stones.
Ah, you are going to say it.
And that was in Medway, or near Medway.
No, it wasn't Medway.
It was quite near Medway.
Wasn't it near Seven Oaks?
It was in the Medway Valley. Well, then we looked at the sign, because the Coldrum stones were beautiful. They were like big monoliths with faces kind of gazing over the Pilgrim's Passage, Way.
Did you drink your water while you were there?
I drank some water.
Did you have some coins in your fanny pack?
Nope. I like the term megaliths and monoliths. I don't know why I'm doing it in that accent. But anyway, there was a sign underneath and it said, "This is the Coldrum Stones. They are the finest of all the Medway megaliths." This made me laugh so much.
How many Medway megaliths are there?
Apparently there's a few. There's one called Kit's Cotty, which is nice. Looks like Stonehenge, but it's a lot smaller.
How many inches tall is that?
I don't know. It's a bit like that one in...
Spinal Tap.
Yeah. but anyway, the point is that it kind of took me back to early 20s, when I was really into sacred sites and ley lines and vortexes and things like that. So, and I do really like megaliths and monoliths, especially ones that are quite sacred and have been there for a long time, such as the Keystone or the K-stone in Ox Gangs in Edinburgh, or other ones that are dotted around in random suburbs. But like you with trees, sometimes you, and I know lots of people do this, put your hands on a tree, and my mum was doing it the other day, and you just feel connected to it. I do that with megaliths as well. Megaliths and monoliths.
Is there life in stones?
Well, maybe. Certainly on a, maybe they're not alive in the way that we're alive.
Or a tree, even.
Or a tree, but they have their own consciousness, perhaps.
Oh.
Depends on your beliefs. You could say it's an inert, dead thing, or you could say it's everything that we're connected to is conscious in some way or other.
Mm. And I think some vibration. I believe that. Oh,
yeah. And some stones might, you know, they're very special, powerful places. It might even be portals to other dimensions or anything. Anyway, so that's the 10th thing. Oh dear, there's hooligans outside our van. Do you think they're going to set fire to it?
No, don't be silly. Don't say things like that. No, they're just people going out for a little walk, going to the beach.
The beach? At this time.
Well, they're very loud.
Anyway, let's just try and manifest a positive future.
Yeah, we'll be fine. It'll be fine. So, I think that's our 10 gemstones.
Oh, no, I didn't say what mine was. I'm going to... I've got no reception here. I was trying to look up. There's a lovely blue Egyptian gemstone. But I can't remember what it's called. So I was going to say that, but instead I'll say turquoise.
Ooh, lovely.
Turquoise is my favourite colour. It's very spiritual. That's my gemstone that links to...
So we didn't say sapphire in the end. Or didn't we say diamond?
Nah. Diamond's just made out of what pencils are made out of. Graphite.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's cheap as chips.
Well.
Common as muck.
Quite. That's what I think when I see a diamond. Mucky. Mucky diamond.
So,
okay, well, wow. That's the end of stones.
It was a great month. Lots of legacies there.
Yeah, it was a real... So I think it was a real stepping stone in our history.
And now we've been...
Between Orkney to Edinburgh, now to Thanet.
Yeah, and we've been studded with gemstones that are deeply embedded in us now. So we'll keep take that with us as we walk forward into a new month. So we are now just starting off this new month.
Yeah.
And it's a great suggestion again, this time from Denise.
Yep.
And it's...
Portals. Going through portals.
So, we realised today that it's got some slight connections with Yonic, which was an earlier theme. Mm.
And doors.
And we doors had we had a few years ago. But... It is different as well. It is something very spiritual about the idea of moving through portals, and we're looking forward to moving through many this month. And then, of course, we'll do a podcast later in the month to wrap up our favourite things.
We will step through a portal into a podcast. We'll think how we can do that, but we will enter a different dimension, I think, to do it.
I'm going to take some mushrooms. I wonder what we could eat to do with portals. Anyway, we'll have to talk.
Oh, we'll have to think about that and see if it's one of the things that stands out. Interesting.
Donuts? Bagels?
Ooh. Well, anything that's got a hole in it. Hula hoops. Oh, yeah, I said to Alexandra, hula hoops can be a portal. It's basically anything that's got two different sides, one dimension to another.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
Well, on that thought...
Have a wonderful month.
Have a wonderful October, and hopefully we'll see you at some point, and enjoy...
Portals.
The portals around you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Life is...